Whenever you're ready, you're welcome to start.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. As this part of the slide says, my name is Steve, and as this part of the slide says, I'm a little bit of a geek. Now, if you've all turned up to the correct room, this is a talk about generative music. Over the course of the next 20 minutes or so, I'm going to be talking about some of the processes that I use to generate music with algorithms. I'll be looking at some APIs, not all of them. I'll be looking at some tools, not all of them, doing some of the live coding environments that you may see around, and talk about some other ideas that you might like to apply. Also, what's not in the talk is AI. There's a room downstairs for that. Everyone has been doing so much AI for the last year. I just said, I'll do something completely different. It's not that I hate AI. Last year, I wrote an album, five songs, four were co-written with AI, one wasn't. And I said, "Can you tell the difference?" The answer was, no one so far has told the difference. Therefore, AI is not stealing our jobs. So, first off, who am I? What have I done to deserve a place on this stage? Or, as this slide should be called, the ego slide. This is where the speaker brags about themselves for 10 minutes, while everyone looks for the live streams of somewhere else in the building. Well, I'm a computer geek. I am a developer. Essentially, I've never done marketing, never done sales. I build stuff. I like building stuff. I build stuff in cloud. I build stuff on game consoles. I wrote a book about old retro computers last year that was reasonably well accepted. I compose stuff. I've spoken at this conference a few times. And all that's really nice and fun and interesting. But what's more interesting is what's not on that slide. I'm not a professional composer. I make this stuff because I like it. I'm not a professional algorithm person. I do it because it's fun. That's a nice long-winded way of saying, if I can do this, anyone can do this. So what is this? What are we going to do? So the first thing up, I've got some audio on this, so I will have to put my mic closer to the laptop. So the first thing is, let's look at simulating tape loops. Back in the 1960s, there's a guy called Steve Reich, and he had this idea of having a piece of tape that just went round in a complete loop, and then again on another machine, running at a very slightly different speed. This caused sometimes the music would collide, sometimes it would separate apart. And this was really quite interesting if you want to spend 18 minutes listening to a New York preacher saying, "It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain." So needless to say, no one has actually listened to this the whole way through. But today's your lucky day. It's okay, maybe not. We don't have time. So this is a version of how to simulate a tape loop. And I'm going to do this with HTML5, JavaScript, because JavaScript is the best language. Excuse me, because JavaScript is the best language. Correct answer. And it's all very simple. You create an audio context that just says, "I would like to do some audio, please." You then say, "I need to load a sample." I use the fetch library because everyone does. You bring it in, you do some munging of that data because you have to. And then you just say, "I want to play the sample." And that's it. The job's done. Now, you get some additional things you can do once you've got that sample. You can say, "Right, well, I want to loop it between the 1 second mark and the 2 second mark." Just a parameter. You say, "Oh, I want to play it at the normal speed," or if you change 1.0 to 1.1, you're playing it 10% faster. You change that to 0.9, you change it 10% slower. If you want to use semitones, then math power 2 to the power of 1 over 12 is the obvious mathematics you need to use. You can change the panning to move between the left and the right speakers, and you're doing this connect thing. All of the system is just basically you connect this node to that node. You connect the sample node to your panning node. You connect the panning node to your audio context on the output, and that's it. It's a standard thing. Any kind of pipelining system, you're doing it in the browser. So the first attempt at audio, let's see how this goes. And you can see they're slightly in time. Completely out of sync. And then after a while, they're back in time again. And if anyone wants that, that's an audio sample from Nine Inch Nails, which we'll come back to later on. If anyone was interested about the math power 2 function, if you're looking at the mathematics of music, every note and the note an octave above it is double the frequency. So you've got to do these little pieces of mathematics if you want semitones, but that's just maths. That's easy enough, right? So let's create a remix. We know how to play sounds. We know how to load the sound in. We know how to play it. We know how to change its volume, its pitch. And it's so what we'll do is find some source material. Nine Inch Nails, I think, for the seventh album called The Slip, they made the album. I say they. Trent made the album. And then released, under Creative Commons license, all of the individual tracks from the album. So you could take every individual part, you could take the drums, you could take the bass, you could take the synths and guitars, and you could then do whatever you want with them under the Creative Commons license. So I did. I found some sounds that I liked. I chopped them up. I decided, two parameters, how long into the song before I start playing that sample, and then how often after